He's also associated with an ivy wretch. That should have said wreath. God.
An ivy wretch?
Guys.
An ivy wench. Oh, she's just a woman wrapped in ivy walking around. Struggling.
Just scratching like hell because it's poison ivy.
Yeah, I want some alcohol.
I gave us a short episode. I gave us a short episode. It cannot be 3 hours long because I cannot talk.
I got more wine if you I ain't got lotion or nothing around.
Okay.
I just got this cracked ass skin, red blotches all over. Bleeding because she's scratching so much.
Okay.
The baddest bitch is here, y'all. Oh, hold on. Mm. Who wants some of this? No, thank you.
So
get away from me. Is that poison ivy? I didn't look. I just wrapped myself in something.
I had to wear something.
I spared no expense.
I'm so frustrated.
Who invited this ivy bitch?
Don't you live in Gotham or something? What are you doing here?
Well, we were having a good time.
She stole my bit.
We've come from afar, bringing tales from before. Old dragons drink bourbon, but we three drink more.
Welcome back to Dragons Drink Bourbon. I'm Ella.
I'm Cletus.
And I am Miles.
I know it's close.
Well, and that's all we have for today.
Play us out, Ella.
All right, so getting right into it today. We received an anonymous donation of mulled wine.
Thank you.
Which sounds very safe. And unsuspicious now that I'm saying it out loud. Mm. Here's our anonymous alcohol. Where did it come from?
Sponsor us.
I'll let the guys introduce the drink before I ruin the fun with facts and history.
Das ist ein Winterliebe, which is a winter wine, mulled wine. All right. 9% alcohol by volume. Glühwein, I believe that's pronounced correctly. Winterliebe, winter love, something wine in German. It's the perfect companion on any winter day. You just heat it up, preferably in a saucepan, until warm and then serve. Confession time, I've never had warm wine before, always room temp or cold. So this is different, but I'm not mad at it, but it's sweet though. It's a sweeter wine and, it's not bad at all. I was skeptical with it being warmed. I was like, maybe I won't enjoy it, but, oh, me of little faith.
I will say I've only had mulled wine once and lifting a glass and having of wine and having heat hit your face is just a weird
it's
sensation
weird.
To begin
it's
with. It's
weird.
Like, did I grab the wrong cup? Also, it is not cold out here in the South.
They don't know that.
We had to turn the AC on today. So this is not the ideal time of year to enjoy mulled wine, but it was donated. And we don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
And when do we ever do anything properly?
That's true.
So it's on brand. Yeah.
Plus, you know, with the air conditioning, it made it kind of cooler. So it works. Yeah. Use your imaginations, viewers.
And if you don't have one, pull over and Google.
Right. It's not hard.
We can actually trace mulled wine or spiced wine back to the Roman Empire and the year 20 AD.
Hear, hear.
At the time, mulled wine was called Conditum paradoxum, which I probably butchered. Romans brought honey to a boil, then added spices like pepper and laurel and saffron.
Just Zac Efron sitting in a big tub of red wine.
Worship me. Duck, Efron.
As well as dates. That mixture was then blended with better wine, quote unquote, to soften the flavor.
Mm. We have this shit wine. You might want to pour some more wine in it to make it better. The Romans are like, we brought the cheap vodka, so you might want to pour more vodka in it to make it better vodka.
This wine's really good. You know what it needs?
More some shit wine
to go with it.
It'd be more like, for the vodka example, if they just brought, like, strawberry jam and they were like, I heated this up for you. I know you said to bring vodka, but I thought maybe you had good vodka to pour over it.
It's like, what you wanted, right?
Where's that callback? Would you say vodka is the drink of sorority girls
and homeless?
Yes.
Mm.
And Russians, I guess. Well, it's like drinking rubbing alcohol. That's why I say it's there's no flavor.
Well, who doesn't enjoy drinking the rubbing alcohol?
I mean, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You're looking the alcohol gift horse in the mouth at this point.
I'm not looking anything in the mouth.
And that's what Wheeze appreciates about you.
You know why? Because you're supposed to look at people in the eyes. Or the tits.
Hey, my eyes are up here. Thank you.
How funny. The eyes are the tits of the face.
The windows to the soul.
And the tits of the face. This drink was a hearty defense against the bitter cold of winter.
Bitter, 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 bitter.
Go. Mulled wine is a deeply rooted tradition across Europe. Namely, Germany, France, and England, and is especially popular worldwide during the Christmas holiday season.
True.
Even today, it's wine, usually red, infused with fruits and spices and served warm.
Das ist wunderbar.
The most traditional recipe is red wine, sugar, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, and orange peel. The one that we featured was pre-made. Which is American traditional. Pre-made. We didn't have to do the work.
Just like Germany used to make.
Labor. After my 9 to 5, I want the pre-made shit. So what better time to talk about Dionysus, Greek god of wine, than when the generous man and or woman, Anonymous, has gifted us a fine bottle. We're talking about the god of wine, theater, and of the evocative collective unconscious mind. Also, revelry. Also, madness. And just like there are many flavors of wine and many genres of plays, this god has many names. Dionysus, Bacchus, Zagreus, or Liber. Dionysus shows up with a cult following as early as the Mycenaean period, which is referring to ancient mainland Greek peoples, in the 13th century BCE.
What? BCE?
Yeah, BCE.
What's the E?
I forget what it stands for.
Before Christian era.
I'll take it.
I don't know what it stands
for.
No,
that's what it is now.
I don't remember what it actually stands for.
It's the E that I was.
Yeah, that's like the academic edition. I don't remember why it's significant. But like if you're reading an art history textbook, it'll also say BCE and not BC.
Hmm. Somebody at home figure it out and then email us dragonstreambourbon.yahoo.com.
British Columbian electives.
Mm. That makes sense.
Yes. But he shows up with that cult as early as 13th century BCE. Dionysus had pretty significant sway over art, including literature and theater, like I previously stated, due to his power to inspire and to create ecstasy.
Tablets?
And drugs that help you dance.
Yeah. He was a party machine.
Bodes well.
So, never mind. That's a wildly inappropriate joke.
Oh, because we're always so prim and proper.
Well, I was going to say, so Dionysus was like the Bill Cosby of the Greek times. He's making up tablets and
his
stuff.
His tablets weren't ecstasy, though, so.
Right.
Dionysus's ecstasy tablets are the family friendly Bill Cosby of
all he wants to do is help families dance.
We think. We don't know how hard he dabbled.
Not even the whole family, just the women.
Yeah. Right.
Y'all can leave. Leave your clothes, though. You don't need those where we're going.
He could have had various like degrees. Ecstasy.
Well, hold that thought.
See?
The Greeks celebrated the festival of Dionysia. And the Romans, the festival of Bacchanalia in his honor. Originally, these were wild orgy parties. So.
Cool.
Yeah. So I said, hold that thought.
Yes.
Later, it became more about artistic representation and expression.
Autistic. That's very good. They were autism aware.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ahead of their time.
Nope. That's very fair. Aware. Yeah. Much better than the Spartans that just killed disfigured babies.
Literally. For no reason.
Right.
These are my favorite veins of jokes.
No, they're not jokes. That actually happened.
Yeah, that happened.
That,
happened.
Mm-hmm. That was real.
I seen it in a movie.
And you can't lie in a movie. We know that. Yeah.
Movies lie. You gotta read it in a documentary if you want it to be legit. Fair.
Facts and truth. Yeah,
that's
you're
fair.
Right.
The festivals feature tragic and comedic performances as well as lyric poems and Dionysus's.
All performed by the insane clown posse.
No.
Why are you juggalos?
Oh, Lord. In 186 BC, or BCE, I wasn't consistent.
We don't know.
Bacchanalia was prohibited in Italy. So, no more public orgies in the name of art.
What's next? Taking our right to vote? Am I right? Who's with me?
Does he know we can't vote here?
The image of Dionysus shifted along with his names. He was originally a bearded man, but was later depicted as a slim young fellow.
Oh. No, it's Jack Black.
No, they said slim.
No, I know, but they're wrong.
He was also depicted as effeminate.
Trust me, I am very learned.
Yeah. Hmm. That's how I would describe you. Have you met my learned friend, Cletus?
He's a scholar. He studied Jack Black for years.
He spared no expense.
He's getting his doctorate in Tenacious D studies right now. Okay. So he often holds a thyrsus, a theris. I also didn't look up how to pronounce that, which means I have to edit in me doing this properly for every time I fuck up.
Lessons learned. Well, I guess lessons not learned, I should say.
No. Yeah. This has never happened before. Right?
Lessons lessening.
That'll teach her to be a witch.
He often holds a thyrsus, a.k.a. a wand bound with vine leaves.
So you didn't even have to look that up. You could have just said, he often holds a wand bound with whatever leaves you just said.
Or you could have asked us. We would have told
then
you.
Then the academics that listened to it would have made fun of me.
Our academic viewers who watch us religiously.
Why didn't she just say a... Whatever the fuck the word
yeah,
was.
Yeah, they'd be like, there's a saying. Why is she just describing it when it's the word already?
Who doesn't know what a thyrsus is? Pass me my latte.
Say, somebody fetch me a latte.
I find it very shallow and pedantic myself.
He's also associated with an ivy wreath and a large two-handled goblet.
Double fisting.
It's funny because that one actually had a name and I didn't put it in because I was like, fuck that word. That looks hard to say. But I left the other one.
How shallow and pedantic.
The jolly old Bacchus, a friendly spirit of drinking parties, was the Roman interpretation based on a misunderstanding of his true nature. But this also made his parties a really fun subject for vase painters. So we'll leave it.
They're painting the shit out of those.
Dionysus also has a tendency to shapeshift into animals.
Oh, just like every other god.
Right.
How original. Mm.
How is he related to Zeus for our listeners at home?
Can we not jump ahead? Can you wait one paragraph?
Cut that.
Dionysus's, why would I not? Okay.
Dionysus's.
Mm-hmm.
He got them Dionysus's.
Dionysus.
Canada Dionysus's.
Right. I'd say oot, apples and Dionysus's.
And like, it doesn't help for his other names because it's Bacchus's, Sagrius's. Like, they all end with S. Lieber, and I don't know if I'm saying that one right, so I'm not going to fucking use it.
When we were time traveling, we used to just call him DD because it was just easier that way.
I am not.
Big Die.
Yeah, we go to Big Die's house tonight. Oh, you talking about DD? Tenacious D. Mm-hmm. DD. That's where they got the D from in Tenacious D.
Tenacious Dionysus.
Yeah.
That's what it stands for.
Call Jack right now.
Right now.
Have him on speed dial, clearly.
I mean, I thought everyone did, but
I don't even know what that impression would mean. Like, it doesn't seem like she knows a lot of famous people, but it seems like she might have Jack Black on speed dial. It's just the impression I get from her as a person. What? So, fuck it. Big D's entourage include fertility-related spirits such as satyrs. The half goats.
Yeah. Sadus.
Mm.
And Silens, which are forest spirits.
With their titties out.
Yep.
Male forest spirits.
With their titties out.
With their man titties out. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which might be why.
Dudes have them dongles out.
Oh, hold that thought.
Big D with the dongle spirits.
There you go.
Sounds like a fucking band. Big D and the dongle spirits.
We saw them in concert.
Okay.
Crazy.
Hold that thought, because my next sentence is, which might be why phallic imagery was pretty prominent in his rituals.
And it was. It was.
Yeah. I mean.
You should have time traveled back then. It was.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
It's a bunch of nice dicks.
Yeah. I was, you know, part of the band, actually. I was just on stage, just, woo, it was crazy.
Just you guys reminiscing. The time before pants.
What a time to be alive. The stage meant freedom. Later, we became pirates and translated that mentality to the ocean.
Lineage-wise, Dionysus is the product of a Zeus affair. The pretty lady in question this time was a mortal woman named Semele.
They're always stealing our fucking women.
Always. Keep to your own kind, Zeus.
Next thing, they'll be coming for our jobs.
Why do we struggle the most with the shortest episode notes?
Because we're hilarious.
Semele was a princess, daughter of King Cadmus of Thebes.
King Cadmus?
Cadmus.
Cadmus. She was in them Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Unprotected sex had the natural consequence of pregnancy.
Did they even have protected sex back then?
As it do.
They didn't know what that was back then.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Zeus was the antithesis to the pull-out method. He didn't believe in it.
He couldn't even pull out of Olympus.
We had petitions. We had more than 1,000 signatures.
He just wouldn't do it.
Stubborn son of a bitch.
He wouldn't eat no babies, though. I know that much.
So it wasn't all bad.
Yeah, no.
That
he
one?
Had was amoral.
That, that was literally his only campaign.
Can't say he
I
had
don't
roles.
Eat babies.
He had one moral.
Vote for me.
Vote for me.
I don't eat babies.
Baby eating is not okay.
Hold that thought.
Son of a bitch.
Hera responded well to this whole situation, as she traditionally does.
Mm-hmm.
To make a longer story shorter, she disguised herself all sly-like as an unthreatening old woman and approached the faithful Semele, who was already 6 months pregnant.
With child.
I don't know why they have to say pregnant with child. I never understood that.
You gotta
seems a bit redundant.
Historians are like, oh, she was pregnant. What with? With child. Ah.
That is okay. Especially valid in Greek mythology, though.
Yeah. She was pregnant with drunken baby Dionysus. Oh, okay. Alcohol coursed through his veins at a young age.
He was actually Irish, which was pretty ironic to how much the Romans hated the Celts later. To make a longer story shorter, she disguised herself all sly-like as an unthreatening old woman and approached the faithful Semele, who was already 6 months pregnant. Semele was pretty smitten with her god-level boy toy, but Hera was all, I don't know, any man could claim he was king of the gods. If he really is Zeus and he really does love you, it seems to me like he wouldn't need to disguise himself every time you bang. Just saying.
But doesn't Zeus do that? Okay.
So he told Semele he was Zeus. Well, I don't know if he said Zeus directly, but she knew he was a god. So she kind of had this like air of superiority along with being like love struck because she was pregnant with a god's baby and she was like, oh, yeah, look at me. And this old lady's like, I don't know. Sounds sus. Hera also suggested that the man Semele loved could be a magical, maybe even immortal, being in disguise. But without proof, he was just as likely a monster as a god. More likely, even. Semele took this to heart and very stubbornly insisted at their next little tryst that Zeus reveal himself to her to prove his divinity. Well, I guess more accurately, she tricked him into agreeing to do anything she asked. It's important to note that Zeus really, really did not want to do this. But a promise is a promise, so... Semele's mortal gaze could not handle seeing an unfiltered god bod, and she was instantaneously struck with thunderbolts, which burnt her to ash.
I guess you could say she was thunderstruck!
Somehow her womb survived this. So pile of ash, but also a baby boy!
What? I mean... We got Venus being born from a seashell, so why not?
So Venus was pretty much an oyster?
Well, she was moister than an oyster, but yes, pretty much.
So when Zeus discovered the baby boy, he also discovered the baby wasn't ready to be born yet, because he's only 6 months developed. The king of the gods did the only sensical thing he could think of to keep Dionysus alive, and he sewed the babe within his thigh until it could reach maturity.
That makes sense.
Right there. Does make sense.
Yeah. Where's the safest place you can keep a baby?
An unborn baby. In your thigh.
In your thigh.
In a man's thigh.
In a man's thigh. Yeah, you're not going to put him in your armpit. Like, that's stupid.
That's why Dionysus is also known as the twice-born god. From that point on, Dionysus was whisked safely away by Hermes to be raised by his future followers, the Maenads. A word associated with the meanings mad and demented. Only the most wholesome child care for our boy! During more orgiastic rites of Dionysus, Maenads would roam the mountains and forests while performing frenzied dances.
Told you. They like to dance.
Orgasmically.
With or without clothes.
Yeah, obviously. It's a rave, right? Yeah. I mean, if there's ecstasy, a rave is anywhere where ecstasy is. That's a fact.
And where people can take them titties out.
Right.
They blame this behavior on possession. This possession would also lend them unusual strength, enough so to tear animals or people to pieces. Which, if y'all remember, is one take on what happened to tragic old Orpheus.
Episode
35, y'all! Plugging ourselves!
Pull over and Google it.
In the Orphic versions, Zagreus was the first incarnation of Dionysus. Zagreus was the son of Zeus and Persephone, who in that tradition of myths was his daughter because he raped Demeter.
Good grief. And then Persephone. And then
at least he doesn't eat babies.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What else? All right. No judgment.
Zeus seduced Persephone while disguised as a dragon.
Duck, duck, me. Dragon, bro.
Hey, Persephone, I hope you like dragons, because I'm going to be dragging my nuts across your face.
Demeter had been warned via prophecy of uninvited suitors for her precious daughter.
That was the prophecy.
I come for a prophecy.
I hope you like dragons.
I don't know.
And it's just her looking really concerned. Like, these prophecies used to be a little bit more PG-13, if you know what I'm saying. Can we go back to that? I preferred where the only descriptive parts were the murders.
Right.
Okay. Hiding Persephone in a cave backfired when that damn sexy dragon showed up. Zagreus was born later with horns and a propensity for his dad's lightning bolts.
Okay.
So there's like a descriptive image of him like crawling up into his father's like throne and just like grabbing a lightning bolt and being like, yeah. And his dad's like, I fucking love this kid. He's the best kid. No clue how Persephone felt. I guess right. She didn't matter at that point.
I was like, and she's just fine with, okay.
Oh, he just wiped out another population. Guess there's no more blue people.
People are dying and there's just like baby giggles in the background coming from the clouds. Hera was even more put out by this version of the affair, as was everyone else unfortunate enough to hear about it.
Maybe if she was putting out. Am I right?
I don't think that's the problem.
No, it's not. Not at all. It just fit well with the joke.
And she conspired with the Titans to tear the innocent Tyke to pieces and gobble him up afterward.
We've all been there before.
They either distracted Zagreus with toys, which conjures just the worst.
Well, this one vibrates. This one, yeah. This one's real wobbly. It's
this
big,
one's
though.
A rabbit.
This one looks kind of like a vase you sit on it.
We know your father. We thought this would work.
This one's suction powered for some reason. I don't know.
It's enjoy. Just, it's the most evil image in my mind, though, where they're like, I don't know, just the idea that it was like, where's a little teddy bear? I'm nom nom, I'm eating your leg. Like, what the fuck?
It's how you get him. It's how you get him.
Or they snuck up on him while he was distracted by his own reflection in a mirror.
No narcissistic baby.
Like 4-year-old checking himself out.
Damn. Okay.
How stupid was this kid to like be looking in a mirror and not see somebody sneaking up behind him?
Maybe it was his first
maybe
time seeing a
vampires.
Mirror.
Maybe they were vampires.
Oh.
That's fair.
Maybe he was like also just distracted by it in a way that animals are. Like, the who's that guy? Who's that baby?
But you just wouldn't turn around? Like, it's behind me. And oh, shit, there is actually somebody behind me trying to kill me.
I was distracted by this baby that looks just like me.
Thank God for that baby
this
in front
baby
of me who warned me.
This baby looks just like me. Oh, those guys are about to kill him. It's fine. There can be only one baby.
Sign our baby.
Athena saved her half-brother's heart, though, and Zeus was able to resurrect Zagreus as Dionysus through Semele.
Hmm.
Zeus actually swallowed the heart and then impregnated the princess the old-fashioned way to accomplish this feat.
Sexually?
Oh.
Specify.
I thought it was like the germinate the egg thing.
Yeah, no. Sexually.
In this version, it's the Titans who are struck by lightning with such violent efficiency that only ashes remain. And the first humans are born from these ashes. But that's a deep dive for another day.
Adam and Eve.
Zagreus was closely associated to Hades, though, with some stories electing Hades as his canon papa over Zeus, which is preferable in literally every way. The first mention of his name in this vein was actually in a Greek epic poem around 6 BC. Zagreus in this multiverse incarnation was separate from Dionysus at first, and it seems they just kind of got like closely linked and fused over time.
Haven't we all?
And we could get into the nerdy theories and symbolism of their associations and names and all that jazz, but I'll spare you by moving on to a fun story instead, which is, after all, what you came for. Let's get back to the version where Dionysus was first and foremost the son of Semele, who died largely in thanks to Hera's trickery and run-of-the-mill human naivete.
Mm.
Now, Dionysus grew up to be quite attractive, though Hera never stopped hunting this kid. Maybe because he was at one time disguised as a little girl to keep Hera guessing, he was also a bit effeminate.
Mm.
So she doesn't change diapers then?
No, well, she didn't. Not. She wasn't allowed to raise this baby. They kept trying to hide her actively. Hermes and Zeus and different caretakers.
Didn't I have a baby down here?
She straight up murdered some of his caretakers and then have to find a new one. And at one of those junctions, they were like, maybe if he wears a dress, she won't find him this time. That kind of thing.
Was this a Looney Tunes episode?
Yeah, literally.
My, I bet you gods leave interesting lives. As he's doing it, filing the nails, acting like a hairdresser.
That was really good, actually.
What?
Your impersonation.
Oh.
Yeah.
The dress and everything looked great.
It looked great.
Thank you.
Way to come in.
Thank you.
More than any of that, Dionysus had a charming and infectious personality.
Oh, God.
Not like that. He declared himself the god of grapes and other vegetation, another fun little tie-in to Persephone and Demeter, even in the version where they aren't directly related.
So he's the god of people that can't move?
Zeus. Yeah. No, grapes. Grapes. Oh. Shapeshifts back from a swan into his natural form. Carry on.
He also declared himself to be the god of wine.
Mm.
Dionysus may have even invented wine as a medicine for misery and a tried and true sleep aid.
Mm.
He's a giver.
Thank you.
His entourage of maenads, satyrs, and sirens traveled about with him. The maenads, a significant mention, seeing as how Dionysus actually enjoyed reveling with mortals, unlike some of his relatives.
Mm.
He's not too cool for us because he's a real one. He even gave us wine to help with our misery.
He gets us.
Spreading grape culture was Dionysus' missionary work. And what noble work it was! Dionysus traveled as far as the Amazons of the Black Sea, Egypt, and India. Along the way, Dionysus did encounter some resistance to his entire being and way of life. These instances did not end well for those opposed to his cult. One of the god's go-to moves was actually driving his enemies to madness. For example, one king, Lycurgus, almost non-consensually slept with his own mother, and later he slaughtered his wife.
That's an odd.
Why'd he chop his own feet off?
The latter bits happened because, under the mad influence of Dionysus, the king thought that he was actually chopping away at evil grapevines, which produce wine, which he drank a lot of before the unfortunate near incident with his mother. So he already didn't like Dionysus and his cult. But then he got drunk on wine, and Dionysus made him mad. Traumatic incidents for the family.
Right.
And then he was like, that wouldn't have happened with my mom if not for these evil grapes.
As he crawls around.
So he basically went around and tried to, like, destroy beginning vineyards and things grape like that. Culture. Yeah. And then so Dionysus was like, okay, you're only pissing me off more now. So he made him hallucinate grapevines, and he's chopping at them. And
oh, this was before.
Yeah, okay. And in the process, he's killing his wife, his daughter, and chopping off his own feet because he thinks they're all grapevines.
Did he hear it? Did he hear it?
They're so big. This one's screaming. This one's saying, no, Daddy, no.
It sounds like my daughter, and I hate that bitch.
The more I chop at this one, the more my feet hurt. Oh, well, better keep going.
The king survives this, so that wasn't enough. Dionysus also made the land barren, forcing the king's subjects to murder him in order to finally find relief. So Dionysus was like, as long as he's alive, y'all gonna starve to death. So they were like, say no more. We'll fucking kill him then because I'm hungry. They didn't just kill him. They actually tied the king up and tossed him to the man-eating horses of Mount Pangaeus?
Pegasus.
The man-eating horses of a mountain nearby.
Pangaea.
Which seems especially cruel, but meh, they're hungry. I mean, they're hangry.
He killed his wife and kids.
Yeah, he did. It wasn't totally his fault, but he did. And my favorite little tale involves pirates.
The ocean means freedom.
As mentioned previously, Dionysus traveled quite a bit. He was cultured, you know. But on his way back to Greece, while walking along the beach, a band of pirates spots him.
You're not getting this booty, he claimed.
At the time, Dionysus was enjoying the view of the Mediterranean Sea. His purple robes billowed in the soft sea breeze, and pairing that with his natural good looks made the lad look quite noble. The pirates assumed Dionysus was a handsome prince. And to be fair, he came off pretty human, maybe because he spent so much time around people.
Fair.
Led by greed and this false impression, the pirates promptly kidnapped the young god in the hopes that they could ransom him.
How do you kidnap a god?
We'll get to that.
He won. Oh, no. Don't. No.
Oh, you big, tough, strong seaman.
There's so much seaman all around me.
Or sell him as a slave.
Oh, no.
There were plenty of rich people who would enjoy a handsome young man's company.
Oh, no.
Whatever you do, please don't put that gag in my mouth.
Please don't hit me.
I'm terribly allergic to gags.
And latex.
And latex. I absolutely detest whips. Oh, not again and again.
Oh, God. I'm just imagining, like, the Jack Black as Dionysus memes. And he's like, I was naughty. That man has a family. Okay. I imagine that this was actually, like, a drive-by situation. Like, some of the crew took a rowboat to shore real quick, and while he's just like, wow, the ocean's pretty, they just, like, snatched him while the rowboat's moving.
Okay. From the shore. Row, damn it!
One of them, like...
The boat, like, with every row, the boat, like, goes...
Put your backs into it. We're trying, sir.
Just like one of them jumps out when they're close enough to shore and just like tucks this man under their arm. They're like, I got him! And he jumps back in the rowboat.
He's surprisingly light.
He's not struggling at all. It's so weird.
He practically jumped into my arm.
First oddity on the ship, though, Dionysus couldn't be shackled. Every time the pirates tried to secure his compliance, whatever bonds they used just fell off of him, like slipping from his wrists.
Not this time. No. Nope.
Try like again. Like the fuzzy ones. Dionysus found this incredibly entertaining, which is probably the only reason the pirates actually managed to get him all the way to the ship to begin with. He was like, oh, these dumb bastards. Let's see what they gonna try. He actually, like, just sat there and smiled while watching them fail.
That sounds canon.
A helmsman named Akotes instantly suspected the young man wasn't royalty handsome, but divine handsome. Because this shit's weird.
Right.
He stepped forward, pleading with his crewmates to be more gentle and respectful of their supposed prisoner. It would actually probably be wisest to drop him off on the nearest shoreline and wipe their hands clean of the entire fiasco.
Oh no, don't do that.
if he was a god, he was bound to be pissed.
Hmm.
And the ocean was scary enough without inviting extra doom.
That's true.
Just the other day, we saw
the giant swirling kraken screaming waka waka as it swirled around us and pulled a boat down. You've got to be careful out here.
The worst.
It's a callback.
Was there was this 12-year-old ginger bitch, and she just stood on the water screaming, freedom!
And a bunch of pirate dudes behind her just helicoptering.
Freedom!
Way worse than this wine cult people have been talking about.
People just getting drunk and doing crazy things.
A dragon's drink bourbon party boat just coming out of like the mist, like it's some kind of ghost ship.
It's got our logo on the side and like a little podcast table set
It's
up.
Like vibrating from the speakers on board and it's blasting Tenacious D. Is that the big D? Oh, you're the wrong guy. We thought you were the other.
Our bad.
You're cool, though. You're a lot slimmer than the guy we were picturing.
We figured you'd have a beard and a belly. Never mind. It's all good.
And like a sense of humor that wasn't catastrophic to other mortals.
You're surprisingly handsome, though.
But the captain wrote Akotes off as a loon and ignored his intuition. Dionysus looked a little exotic, maybe, but he was probably just royalty from another land, like Egypt or Cyprus. His good looks might even be a gift from a god, but there was no way he himself was divine. The captain gave up on the shackles, but ordered his crew to set sail. A strong gust of wind took them far out into the deep blue sea.
Whee!
As ships do.
Yeah.
It's bouncing on the waves.
That was the crew on board. They loved it when that happened.
Whee!
But it doesn't take long for shit to hit the fan.
Oh my gosh, somebody clean that up.
The boat had a fan? It's luxurious.
Right?
And it does so all at once. For example, even in those strong winds, the ship suddenly came to a complete stop. Just dead and frozen on the water.
Uh-huh.
Streams of wine sprouted up and flowed throughout the ship, on and over everything.
Now it's a party boat.
The smell in itself was actually intoxicating.
Hey.
Just confused sailors. Should we be upset about it? It's free wine.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
It smells good, though.
I had hearts, Captain.
Fully ripe grapevines sprouted and engulfed the topsail, while vines of ivy covered in flowers and more fruit crawled up the mainmast. Wreaths, and not wretches, even grew over the tops of the oars, blocking them entirely from being used.
Why do they have whores blocking them?
Oars.
Ah,
they whores. Blocked them. They didn't want them to use the whores.
What you use what you use when the wind is shitty.
Mm.
But so it's like, okay, if the wind isn't helping, maybe we can do it by hand. And they're just, I'm guessing, slipping all over the wine-covered deck, and they can't even get to the oars because wreaths are covering the holes where, like, the tops of the oars stick out and stuff like that. So, that, yeah,
they can't.
It's useless.
That makes sense.
All right. Maybe, Akotes had a point. The crew was ready to rid themselves of this god before he utterly destroyed them, but it was too little, too late. Dionysus transformed before their very eyes into a towering and growling lion.
Y'all should have listened to a Akotes over there.
Rawr!
I'm mad now. I'm gonna scratch ya.
He's got painted pink nails on his fucking paw.
Purple to match
purple,
the wine.
Purple, that's
yes.
Fair.
I'm a mean old lion.
He's wearing like silk stockings. Grr.
Braids and like bows in his mane.
I hate my brain.
Oh, good times.
My brain went, the king of the jungle just found his floaties.
Looks like I just found my next meal. Grr. I'm gonna get you.
Bears and panthers, or at least very convincing illusions of them, instantly materialized on the deck.
You know I keep in contact with my bears. Yeah,
I was going to say bears.
The roars of these wild beasts terrified the crew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get in there.
You've retreated to the stern of the ship.
Hey, where y'all going? Party's just getting started.
We're just here to have some fun. Me and the rest of the boys just got off the porch over there. That old bear porch.
I will thrust my bear spear deep.
Oh, God.
We're coming for you. And then you'll be coming for me.
I'm cutting all this.
Keep it.
No.
Keep it all. The people need to know. This is history. These are the moments, the time I will not forget.
Dionysus leapt for the captain's throat, tearing him apart, and the crew didn't hesitate to abandon the corpse and their ship, diving into the sea.
Sploosh.
On the way down to the water, though,
glug, glug.
Each and every fleeing crew member was transformed into a dolphin. You tried.
They were very, like, it was a rough transformation.
Yeah.
They were parched.
They didn't speak dolphin yet.
Right.
It was just the Animorph books.
Oh, man. Quick, let's get in this water. My spine. Dolphins.
Akotes didn't know what else to do. Akotes. So he made moves to join their fate. But before he could jump, Dionysus reached out, hopefully as a humanoid and not with a giant lion's paw, to stop him.
Mm-mm, boy.
Akotes had nothing to fear. Dionysus recognized his intelligence and was officially fond of the helmsman for not being the dumbest bitch on the ship. No dolphin fate for him. Dionysus plopped himself down on the deck, just still chaotic. There's still vines and wine and shit. And just enjoyed a nice cup of wine. He wasn't even a little bit stressed out. I can't even imagine Akotes awkwardly standing there and being like, but what do I do now? He's just like putting on a pair of sunglasses and kicking back with a glass of his own wine. Just like puts the glass on the deck and gets some of the stream.
Do you have more wine for me?
Another cup or something? No, I feel like I need a drink now.
Use your hands, boy.
Rage and benevolence existed within him simultaneously. No biggie. And I didn't know how to end this one, and I was tired and wanted to go to bed, so I just wrote, so long and thanks for all the fish.
42. Very nice.
So that's our shorter than last week's tale this week.
Unless you keep all of our interesting side comments that we worked very hard on. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did we learn about Dionysus?
That he is a party animal.
Yes.
Literally.
And fierce.
Like a lioness.
Lions and fishnet stockings. And occasionally a beard, sometimes no beard.
Sometimes he's Jack Black, sometimes he's not.
Absolutely. So he sponsors this podcast is all I know.
He seems pretty chill compared to other gods.
Yeah, I mean, he only turned them into dolphins. He didn't kill them. That's still an intelligent species.
That's true.
Well, he did make that other guy kill his wife and daughter and chop off his own
feet. But what'd that guy do?
Didn't like his cult.
Good. And he deserved it.
He deserved it.
Fair enough, I guess.
I need there to be a god of, like, hard liquor. Just Dionysus had the wine, but, like, there's a guy who's just like, here's some scotch. And then, like, some rye and some bourbon. And he's just, like, getting people all the way liquored.
Here, go beat your wife.
Here's some tequila. Let's see what happens. People just losing their shit.
Just a bottle of tequila Mardi Gras beads. Like, do with that what you will. The gods have blessed you.
How do you know he's been here? People are passed out. Beads are everywhere.
So many kinds of beads.
How did beads get there? My word.
Those are the wrong beads. Dionysus' orgy people came through. God damn it.
Never a good scene when they mix company.
I love to. I like the idea of his followers just it's being like, oh, I was possessed. I don't think you were possessed, Kathy. I think you had one too many glasses of wine at dinner.
It's been a rough day.
And we've told you, you have a problem.
Dionysus came to visit me today.
And you said, this was invented to cure the problems. And then you took your clothes off and you ran into the woods again. Kathy, it's not the wine's fault. At what point do we take accountability?
Well, that's the best part about Dionysus' followers. They didn't. They were just like, it wasn't me.
Exactly. And then
the very Greek name of Kathy that I chose then comes back home later, covered in blood. I think you're right, and we have a problem, because there was a really hot guy, but he was really sad because his wife is dead, so we killed him. You did what? We tore him to pieces. The wine makes me so strong, Deborah. It makes me so strong.
And she's like, but that's not the problem. The problem is I don't have a fucking drink in my hand.
And I'm feeling pretty fucking miserable right now. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a hard time sleeping a night without it.
I can just see them now. Let's pray to Demeter for a good harvest this year. And then they wake up tomorrow and there's still famine. Well, let's pray to Dionysus. Just popping bottles. Maybe the famine will be gone by tomorrow. We just keep praying to Dionysus.
It doesn't need to be good crops. Just edible vegetation.
Just grapes.
Edible Make vegetation sure is all I need. And I hear you do that too.
As long as you have grapes, we are good, Dionysus.
You give us some of them wraith bitches?
That's what I learned.
I remember the first time I heard that story, and I was just like, and he was like, it's the wine, it's evil. And I was like, I don't think there's any alcohol.
Dingoes and wine ate my baby.
Make you out of a basis of nothing want to sleep with your mom. I don't think it's the booze's fault. I really don't. I think something was unlocked. I think you and Oedipus have a lot in common, and I think you need a therapist. But instead, you pissed off a god. And that didn't help you in the end, did it?
Like, Zeus, another woman? Really? The wine? No, Zeus. No.
What if for, like, truly troubled people like that that had those instances, when you get to the underworld, it's just a therapist with a couch ready for you? And they're like, now, what could we have done differently to express our feelings?
More wine?
Maybe.
Zeus, please.
Maybe your mother doesn't live with you anymore. Maybe we're a little bit more realistic about what went down and why.
Maybe you pick more realistic times of night to visit. 6 p.m. at the latest. 11 p.m.? Not a good idea.
Communal bath time? Not a good idea.
Drinking before going over to your mother's? Not a good idea.
I'd probably steer away from it from now on.
I mean, there's a chance, too, that if his wife and daughter knew what went down, they weren't like, they're like, you know what? Dying seems fine. Let him kill me. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll be a vine. I'm a vine.
Oh, no. I hope that axe doesn't find me.
Really, really don't want to explain at book club what my husband did this weekend. Just fucking kill me.
It's Scroll Club. We call ourselves the Parchment Pals.
What documentaries are we reading this week, ladies?
Well, NetScrolls has a new one on history of grapes. Well, if you're still listening, get out there and sponsor us. Send us some alcohol, we'll drink it. We'll give you a shout out anonymously.
Or anonymously.
Yeah.
This episode sponsored by Anonymous.
Sponsor.
Do you want your name featured in an episode?
Do you want your name anonymously featured in our episode?
So all of your friends can maybe guess it was you? Send your bottles to P.O. Box. We didn't pay for one.
They'll find us.
That'd be terrifying.
Right.
It's come across some like random Canadian even in person purpose. Walking into work. Are you Ella from Dragon Street? What the fuck? I brought you booze. I have very mixed feelings right now.
Or just like in your mailbox. Love, Bob from Canada. How do you have my address, Bob from Canada? Don't worry about it. You didn't have a P.O. box, so I just did some Canada things and found you.
It's just a check for a P.O. box. Canada pay for one. Right?
U.S. Postal Service, sponsor us with a P.O. box so that we can get alcohol mailed to us from all around the world. That would be pretty awesome. Japanese whiskey, boom. Canadian it's whiskey, boom. They'll send it to us.
It can't just create things. It's not, man, did you know if you get yourself a P.O. box, you could just think about Japanese whiskey and then go check it and there'll be Japanese whiskey in
instead
there?
Of a key.
No. People, we give the address and then people would send it to the P.O. box.
No,
and
it's...
then we get the whiskey. It's not the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
Instead of a key, it's a passcode, and it's just Miles being like, I don't know which code makes the booze appear.
Or like,
I keep opening it, and it's empty.
Those books, The Indian in the Cupboard, where you turn the key, yeah. And it's like real. I just turned the key, and there's alcohol in here. It's crazy.
If I wait a few days and come back, sometimes there's more. There were some living dolls in there, too, though. I fucking killed those things. That scared me.
They were scary. They were scary.
I squashed them with the bottle in there.
Just walking out of the post office. Let me see here.
Horrified USPS employee.
Like a blood smear of the mind with, like, a little human arm.
Just, like, slowly. It's like you hit him and, like, a little arm, like, hits your face, and you're just walking out, little arms sliding down. Have a good day.
I fucking hate these podcast people and their goddamn P.O. boxes.
Just send it to your house. Don't involve us anymore.
I know you don't want them to know where you live, but I don't want their shit coming through here anymore.
You're just too weird for us, okay? You're too weird.
What if our P.O. box is where the gods told us they disliked or liked our episodes? It's either point. A killer thunderbolt or a bottle of wine. We don't know how we did
don't
yet.
Know. Careful how you open it.
It could be both.
Anybody got any rubber gloves?
We could have ended this 20 minutes ago, but I was waiting for you guys to give me good material to end on. No pressure.
Well, we already did. Mm-mm. All we give is good material.
Well, let's end on this. Dionysus.
Yeah.
Would you chill with him?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because most gods we wouldn't say yes to.
Yeah, he pretty much didn't do anything.
He becomes one of, I forget what the main cast of gods is.
Alcoholic. He becomes an alcoholic.
There are like the 12,
no judgment.
The 12 Olympians, like those high seats. Like there are other minor like gods and goddesses, but there are the main 12. And Dionysus replaces Hestia later. And Hestia was one of the original six.
That's right.
Yeah.
When she retired, she was like, you know what? Getting a little bit too old for this. Somebody got to replace me on the team. And Dionysus.
I've been goddess of the hearth for a while, but I really think people need booze more at this point.
Yeah, my 401k is about to hit a pretty good point. I think I can just cash out.
I see what my siblings put people through, and I feel like they need alcohol more than they need the hearth.
Because somebody's got to counterbalance you assholes.
All right, well, that's all I got. I finished my wine.
Well.
Get the fuck out of my apartment. Right.
Dragons drink bourbon and kick their friends out of their humble abode. Thanks for joining us again. We'll see you next time.
Their bourbons and drunk and the dragons are slain. We'll meet you here next week to do it again.
I'm not mad at this one.
It's okay.
Yeah. I was skeptical.
I rather a sweet red than like a dry red because I don't enjoy dry red wines.
You're a dry red though, so.
That's fair.
Yeah. Ironic. Alanis Morissette much, am I right? Because she had a song called Ironic. Jokes are funnier when you explain them. Don't you think?
That's good.
Who would have thought of it first?
I wouldn't be mad.
All I'm saying is life has a funny way of helping you out.
I don't want to talk about God anymore. I want to move on.
See what you did there.
Original music by Maria Vincent and art by Something by LP. You can follow these fine American idiots on Instagram and Facebook at ddb.podcast. You can also email them at dragonsdrinkbourbon@gmail.com.
Can you do your big bye?
Huh?
Can you do your big bye?
What the? Bye! That?
No, I meant like the sexuality.
What do you mean?
I meant that. Yeah, I meant that.